This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. 69th birth anniversary of late leader Madan Bhandari being marked with various programs today. Health Ministry urges all not to use so-called virus removing card. And global coronavirus cases exceed 10 million while their toll surpasses 500,000 as of today. Now the news in detail. Today is the 69th birth anniversary of popular leader, late Madan Bhandari. Various programs are being held today to mark his birth anniversary. The programs will be held taking preventive measures considering risk of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to address a special program being held at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, under the auspices of the Madan Bhandari Foundation this afternoon. The foundation has been organizing a variety of programs including planting of trees and fruit saplings, distributing fruits and seeds, helping the poor, daily wage laborers, landless scooters, people with disabilities and senior citizens since 21st June. Likewise, various awareness-oriented programs are planned to be held virtually including the establishment of a Madan Bhandari blood donation fund and interaction of his political thought. The then General Secretary of the CPN UML, Madan Bhandari, had died in a mysterious jeep accident at Dasdunga of Chitavan on 3rd Jest 2050. Bikram Saman, along with Organization Department Chief of the party, Jeev Raj Aswit. Ministry of Health and Population has urged all the people not to use the so-called virus removing card, clarifying that no card has been developed to prevent COVID-19 infection yet. The ministry urged all not to get misled by such baseless product. In the context of news about use of the so-called card by some prominent persons, Health Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Jageshwar Gautam clarified that the government of Nepal has not approved any kind of card which claims prevention of the virus infection. He further said the government would take stringent actions against anyone attempting to take personal gain, undermining public health concern. A man has died after being buried in a landslide at Galyang Municipality 9 of Sangja District last night. Ward number 9 chairperson Harilal Khanal informed that the local Yam Bahadur BK died after his house was hit by a landslide. Seriously injured, BK died on the way to the hospital. BK was living with his wife and a son. His wife is undergoing treatment at Palpa Mission Hospital while their son is safe. A large number of locusts have been spotted in Kalika and Khairahani Municipality of East Chitwan. Prime Minister Agriculture Modernization Project Implementation Unit Chitwan Chief Meghna Timalsena confirmed that locusts were spotted in those areas. A total of 214 persons in Karnali State have returned home from hospital after recovery from coronavirus as of yesterday. They include 201 men and 13 women. Altogether, 132 persons, including 3 women, returned home from the isolation center in Naumuli rural municipality of Dailak. Likewise, 7 women and 56 men were discharged from the isolation center in Dungeshwar. 2 women and 7 men from Dailak Hospital and Narayan Isolation Center. In Salkut Isolation Center of Surkhet, 1 woman and 7 men, 1 each in Tanki Khad Isolation Center, Dailak and West Rukum Hospital were discharged after complete recovery from virus infection. The total number of people who have recovered from the deadly virus in Karnali State has reached 934 so far. Likewise, 3 persons in Bake have returned home after health recovery today. Bake Health Office Corona Focal Person Naris Westa informed that the persons were discharged from various isolation centers in the district. Altogether, 29 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in state 2 in past 24 hours. New cases were detected in Dhanusa, Motari and Porsa districts. The confirmation was made after PCR test carried out at the state laboratory in Janakpur Dham and Narayan sub-regional hospital Birgans. Social Development Secretary Dr. Ram Prasad Ghimire informed that 3 infected are from Dhanusa, 24 from Motari and 2 from Porsa. The Gondagi state government is to ensure health insurance coverage to all citizens of the state within the next 3 years. The state government has allocated rupees 20 million for the purpose of the fiscal year 2020-21 budget. The health insurance coverage will be established in coordination with the central government. State Minister for Financial Affairs and Planning Kiran Gurung informed that arrangement has been made to continue the social security being provided to people with disabilities, helpless, physically challenged, pregnant and lactating women, senior citizens and the destitute. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. Global coronavirus cases have exceeded 10 million, while the global death toll from the virus infection has jumped 500,000 today. Meantime, the Brazilian government has announced an agreement with Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to produce a promising coronavirus vaccine that is undergoing tests. Brazilian health ministry authorities said in a news conference on Saturday that the country will pay $127 million and receive material to produce 30.4 million doses in two batches in December and January. Brazil believes it would allow it to quickly start inoculation efforts if the vaccine is certified to be safe and effective. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has cautioned that the coronavirus pandemic is far from over as regional outbreaks give rise to fears of a second wave. Merkel said in her weekly video podcast that getting Europe's economy back on track is her primary goal as Germany takes over the rotating European Union presidency next week. However, she stressed that everyone shared joint responsibility in following social distancing, mask and hygiene rules as lockdown rules are relaxed. German authorities renewed a lockdown in a western region of about 500,000 people in the past week after about 1,300 slaughterhouse workers tested positive for COVID-19. With this, we have almost come to this news bulletin. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 69th birth anniversary of late leader Madan Bhandari being marked with various programs today. Health Ministry urges all not to use so-called virus removing card, and global coronavirus cases exceed 10 million while their toll surpasses 500,000 as of today. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Odisha. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.